So what do you expect the results will be like? Do you think the Conservatives will be voted again for Sutton?
Well, Sutton Coldfield's always been a Conservative stronghold. I mean, right back to its creation as a seat in 1945, it's always been Conservative. What we have noticed over the years is that when good local politicians that have been Conservatives, like Sir Norman Fowler, have been polling up in the 32,000, 36,000 majority, that's slipped over the years since Andrew Mitchell's taken over, and it's now 17,006 in 2010. Whether that's going to sort of be slashed substantially this year remains to be seen. I think it's too early to call at the moment, but Sutton Coldfield does have a habit of remaining loyal to the Conservative Party, and we knew it was going to be a challenge when we took this on. So I think if we substantially reduce that majority, then that will be a good thing. We'll have accomplished our task.
And finally, how do you expect your vote for Sutton will turn out like?
In what way, sorry?
Do you think you'll do well in this vote?
I think that if we can really attack the bring the majority down and show that we're a force to be reckoned with and we're not going away, then we'll have done our job and I'll be happy with that. I think that the support we've had outside there has been fantastic. The people on the street that we've met have given us every indication that they were supportive of UKIP's, what we consider to be a very fair manifesto, a costed one that can be paid for, unlike the Conservatives and Labour's. And we're sort of, if these latest exit polls are to be believed, we're about as amazed as anybody else. And, you know, it's proved all the polls wrong, if that is the case. And, you know, I don't know what has caused that last minute spike for Conservatives, but we'll have to wait and see what the end result is, because it remains to be seen yet.
And finally, how are you coping keeping yourself awake tonight?
Well, I'm a teacher, so I'm used to existing on 3 hours sleep a day.